Hello.
Oh, hey, Rob. It's Tina from Local Splash returning your call.
Hi, Tina.
I got a good news, though. Your payment did process on Saturday. So I don't know if whatever issue you had with the bank has been fixed or if you called the bank and they allowed that one to go through and maybe you'll have to update a new card for next month. But either way, you're paid in all the way from September 24th.
Okay, good. Well, I was having issues all my everybody. I don't know what they did. They put a stop payment on everything on my account.
Oh, wow.
I
see. Okay.
So everybody, it wasn't just you, it was everybody.
I don't feel special anymore, right?
Right. I've been trying to get it resolved for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks now.
Oh, so. I see. Well, it went through this time, so now you have a little bit of time to figure it out for next month in case that card's no good, you know?
But the card's good.
Oh, that's weird, but they just started, like, not authorizing things, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a glitch in the system or what. All I know is that you're not the first and you weren't the last to say, hey!
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
All my local stuff, like the gas station and Jerry's is all, that's all debit stuff, so that's not a, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It was all my stuff that I have coming out, like automatic withdrawals.
I see. Okay.
And all that was put on hold.
So strange. And then now it went through, so I wonder if your other ones went through too, because ours went through on Saturday.
Yeah. I think it's just now getting resolved.
Okay.
Everything's getting fixed, so... I've been working on it for a couple of weeks now, and it started about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I went in and I complained about it, and it's like, what can we do? Well, we got to talk to Visa and blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, what do you mean talk to Visa?
Goodness. You're like, I'm a customer. I'm telling you it's fine on my end. Right?
Yeah. Well, see, what was going on, I talked to him about a month ago, or actually it's been longer than that now, and there was like four IT companies that were with automatic withdrawing out of my account, and two of them had been fired since last February.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And they were still withdrawing in April.
Okay.
Out of my account. So, anyways, hopefully it's all fixed and everything. But,
well, you know what? I'm a believer that nothing happens by accident. And since I have you on the line, I want to ask you, because you may be eligible for, an upgrade.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say you may be eligible for an upgrade that would do wonders for your business. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
I don't know if I have or not.
Okay. Most people haven't. It's a newer program that Google rolled out about May of last year, and it's a pay-per-lead program. The reason it's generating the most revenue online compared to any of the other programs out there is it's exclusive. So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you do get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So you'll have a much higher chance of converting it. And in order to participate in this program, you have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
As long as you have, you know, a valid driver's license, or EIN number for the business or Social Security, you should pass that background check with flying colors, okay? Then in order to participate, all we charge is a one-time application fee of $250. That application process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to complete. Now, since it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the four-week mark. And then once you are approved, we would call you and we would say, okay, congratulations, you passed the background check, and we want to activate your budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month, or let's see here. I just looked up the lead costs for you. Or it would be $574, okay? Now, that amount acts like an escrow account, so you don't have to take on 13 leads within the month. But let's say that you do. The next month, you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish the bucket. So let's say that you took on 7 or 8 leads and they were all big jobs and they kept you busy. Then the next month, you just pay for the 7 or 8 leads that you took. Also, once you're Google Guaranteed approved, Robert, Google will now also insure your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you get a disgruntled client that you've done a ton of work for and then all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved in that and actually refund you up to $2,000, or refund the client, I should say, up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So, I don't know if you've tried the typical lead services out there where they'll kind of sell the lead to you and everyone else out there, right?
Yeah, you're talking like Home Advisor or
Angie's or Thumbtack. Yeah, they all kind of work the same way. So with this, like I mentioned before, it's exclusive to you, so you'll have a much higher chance of converting it. But also, our department would monitor it, and if you got any bogus leads, you're not charged for those. So you're only charged if it's a valid lead. So if somebody calls you off of Google Guaranteed and says, hey, Robert, are you hiring? You're not getting charged for that because that's not a lead. Sometimes with the other companies, those type of ones will fall through the cracks and they'll get charged anyway, right? And then also,
yeah, like, you know, Andy leads, they send me a lead. It's in Sweet Home, which is out of my jurisdiction a little bit.
Yep. And I was going to tell you that's the second part of it. If somebody calls you and says, hey, do you do gutter installation?
I called this guy and he said, oh, we're just looking for prices. We're 3 months out.
It's like,
you know what? Why are you fucking wasting? It's $50 a lead and it's like, fuck you guys. Oh, sorry
that's
about my language.
Crazy. No, that's crazy. We hear that all the time. And that's how those lead services make their money, right? So they're going to
They send the same lead to 7 different or 8 different people, 10 different people.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And then it's impossible for you because now you're chasing around a bunch of price shoppers that are just calling companies as looky-loos just looking for the cheapest rate and they're not even serious, you know?
So with this,
it's going to attract a luxury high-end client that is, you know, willing to pay a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to those people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason somebody's going to, you know, go to Google Guaranteed and fill out an exclusive lead form is because they have an immediate need to hire you. You see what I mean? So
I think
you would absolutely do phenomenal with it. And if you wanted to, we could, you know, start that background check and, you know, charge the $250. I could send you the application and create an onboarding appointment for later today. And then that way, you know, you can get that process started, you know, once you're approved. The only thing I want to tell you is there isn't a single category for Google Guaranteed under the gutter installation. But you can do gutter installation as a subcategory under roofing. So obviously we wouldn't put roofing keywords in there for you. We would only put the gutter installation keywords, but
right.
You would be under that subcategory of roofer in order to get
roofing and gutter goes hand in hand, so.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why Google recognizes that. That's why they put the subcategory together with roofing, you know.
I get it. I worked for a roofing company and did their gutters for 20 years, so.
Oh, that's cool. Good for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now I'm doing my own because, yeah, things went south with that because I got hurt and.
Oh, I see. Did they not have enough workers' comp or anything to cover it, or?
Oh, they did. Safe denied my claim.
Oh, they denied it. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I was off. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I ended up, you know, when they safely returned me to go back to work, I just got done walking without a cane.
Yeah.
And, they sent me up to their doctor up in Salem, and I'd seen them, and I'm like, well, what about the numbness down my left leg and the pins and needles feeling in my bottom of my left foot and da da da? And they're like, oh, your reflexes are fine, da 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 da. You go back to work, no restrictions. And I'm like, what? Didn't even look at my back. Didn't look at anything. After that, I went to a professional. I went to the Neurospine Institute in Eugene, and they looked at the same MRI that my general practitioner looked at 7 months ago, and they're like, oh, you got bone spurs on your spine. You need surgery.
Oh, wow.
And,
back surgery is scary, huh?
Yes, but, well, I haven't had it, but the surgeon scared me out of it, and I'm kind of glad she did, but because I found out through the grapevine, well, from RN, registered nurses in the area that I had been doing some work for, they're like retired registered nurses. They go, oh yeah, they called her name they gave me her name just by the story I told them.
Yeah.
They named her, boom, oh, Dr. So-and-so. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, she's got the nickname of the butcher in the profession. I'm like, what? I'm like,
wow.
maybe I dropped the bullet there, you know?
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
So 4 years later, I'm still medicated through the same medication that they were medicating me from day one. And, no surgery, no nothing. I still have back issues, and here I am doing my own thing.
Wow.
I just deal with the pain, you know?
Yeah, that's
a good one. Huh?
So, well, you know what? Sometimes I don't trust those surgeons either, because you have to think they make so much money off of those surgeries. And at some point, you don't know if it's a business to them or if it's something that you really need, or if they're going to go in and do the surgery. And then after all that, you're in worse shape than when you started, you know? So,
well, that was my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear.
Yep. Yeah. So, my husband's in the same boat. He has a spinal cord injury in his neck, but it affects his back and his leg. So he did have the surgery about 10 years ago, but it didn't help much. So now, just recently, within the last 2 years, you know, the doctor's like, you have to go back to the neurosurgeon, and we checked your MRI and there's something wrong. And so we went back to the neurosurgeon, and, you know, obviously they're going to recommend surgery. And he's the same way. He's like, no, I already went in there once, and I'm still, you know, walking in so much pain, and, you know, I don't want to put myself through that again, you know? Yeah. So I don't blame him. Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. That's the worst. So, with the Google Guaranteed, what do you think? You want to give it a shot, and that way you can, you know, start taking leads potentially in like a month or so once you're approved?
How much is it?
It would be just $250 today, and that's for the background check application. So I would send you the application so you could start filling it out, but I would also create an appointment for the Google Guaranteed department to call you either today or tomorrow, and that way they go through the application with you and make sure that everything gets submitted properly. We use third-party companies such as Pinkerton or Evident ID to get you to pass the background check. And then once you do pass it, you'll get that little blue or green check mark next to your name, so everybody will know that you're a Google Guaranteed company, so that's going to add a lot of credibility to you. And then we would call you and say, you know, congratulations, Robert, you passed the background check. We want to activate the budget now for the leads. And then once you give us the green light on it, the leads start that same day, so there isn't another waiting period after that.
Okay. The This is let me think about it. Let me think about it. I mean, because I got it. Yeah, I'm not too happy with Angie Lee's. I've been dealing with Angie Lee's for like fucking since day one, and I'm not very happy with them.
Yeah, really, we deal with a lot of their clients, and I've heard every single horror story imaginable with that company. I'm obviously never one to speak negatively on another company. I think it's ethics. You know, I don't want to bash them, but at the same token, what I've heard, just to be very diplomatic about it, has not been favorable. Just like you told me, you know. So what some people do, Robert, is they will put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some money to try this program. And then once this actually gets approved and the leads start flowing to you, it's going to blow the revenue out of the water from anything you can get off of Angie Leads, because number one, it's an exclusive lead. Number two, you're going to not get charged for the ones that come in that are, you know, outside of your service area or bogus. You know, you're only charged for an actual customer that's looking for your service within your area. So it's going to, you know, be much, much better for you, because you don't have to spend a lot of time trying to manage it and call in and ask for lead credits and all that, because our department would do that for you automatically.
Yeah, and I'm not very IT savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like they've changed their format a little bit. They used to send me the leads used to come with their number and a reference number, right?
Yeah.
And then I would type in I'd call the number, and then they say enter your number, the reference number. I enter the reference number, and I would get the lead information that way, right? Now that's all changed. There's no lead. There's no reference number on their leads. So I'm having a hard time getting the information. They want me to log in and enter my email and do all this and do all that. And it's like, what is going on here? You know, I'm very leery about people hacking my stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't like that when, yeah, they already have worked with you for that many years. You said you've been with them since the beginning, and now they want you to verify yourself every time you get a lead. That is a little crazy, you know?
I think their format has changed a little bit. Literally with no explanation or no notification or nothing that I know of anyways.
Yeah.
So let me think about this. I'm leaning towards it for sure. Definitely. I just got to check my finances, and I'll probably get back a hold of you, Tina, on Thursday.
Okay. Sounds perfect.
I'm working all day tomorrow, so that's another big thing. It's like they don't know when I'm working. Well, neither do you really, but when I'm working, it's like I get.
I see. You don't want your phone to be bombarded with people calling for bids and stuff when you're already out there. I see what you mean, right?
Yeah, so I don't have a secretary. I don't have an office. I just kind of do everything on my own. And it's kind of overwhelming at times for me.
Yeah, I understand.
You need the Siri voice and the voice activating on your thing, and is this Rob's Gutter Service? Am I talking to Rob? We want to sell you this? And I'm like, oh my God, not interested. Click. Put me on your do not call list, please. Thank you. You know, I get like 8 of them a day.
That's crazy. But you know what? I think they're actually generating from Angie's, and here's why. somebody can go to Angie's List because also they're a directory on top of being a lead generation, and they could put in gutter services in Oregon, for example, and they would get pages and pages of leads, and they would just call through all of them, you know. So a lot of people tell me if they're getting a lot of spam calls like that, that if they remove themselves from the Angie's directory, that then those spam calls stop. That's why I know that I, you know, pretty sure that that's where they're generating.
I see what you're saying there. Yeah.
So one thing or two things I want to point out with working with Local Splash is, number one, if you recall, when you signed up with us, we had you put a security question and answer on file, which is your first pet's name, and the answer is JJ, right? If anybody calls you from Local Splash and they're asking you personal information or stuff that you're not comfortable with, you could always say, hey, do me a favor. I want to make sure you're a valid employee. Confirm the security question and answer on file. If they can't confirm it, then politely hang up the phone. Right?
Yeah. So that's or unpolitely.
Yes, or unpolitely.
Just hang up.
Right.
Right.
That's funny. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that we have that mechanism as a precaution for you, because we know that, you know, we're in 2025 and there's a lot of scams out there, right? So
right,
we don't
right.
want somebody calling, impersonating, or giving you their impression that they're with us when they're not. So, you know, that would help you tremendously. Secondly, you said that you wanted to check the finances and then, you know, talk more on Thursday. So do you think that maybe the 250 is a little bit of a stretch on the budget right now? Or is it just that you think you wanted to verify it and it's probably good to go?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's been taken out, so is the whole thing.
I see. Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't know how many they've charged you for so far, right?
Well, and I don't know, like you said, yours went through on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, there's another, what, how much is it, 149 or something like that?
Yep, 149 went through on Saturday. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so there's another 149 off my what I had in my account, and I'm not sure what else has gone through, you know what I'm saying? Because I've had like three or four of you and Angie and my Supernova all calling me, so there could be $400 or $500 worth of stuff come off my account. So
since you brought up my Supernova, I want to let you know that that's a duplicate service of what we do. They also offer Google placement and programming and optimization. So you don't.
Is Local Splash SEO?
Yes, we're Local SEO Services. That's the package that you actually have with us. And that includes your website too, which is robsgutterservices.com. But sometimes these companies like My Supernova will call and they give, you know, they promise you the moon and the stars and everything sounds great. And then I've had business owners actually tell me, oh, I went ahead and signed up with another because I figure if I work with two or three companies, I'm going to get double or triple the results. But that's not the case. What happens is it actually hurts you, because My Supernova cannot create a new Google business profile for you, because that would be a duplicate and that would hurt you. And they can't do anything with the Google listing that you have currently, because they don't have access to it. And neither have they called us and requested access to it. So, you know, people that do that, they're probably throwing... Yeah, you're probably throwing that money down the toilet, because, like I said, they can't do anything with your Google page because they don't have access to it. So, yeah, just be very careful with them. I don't know if they have you do
I'm
going
to have to fire them then.
Yeah, I would. I would fire them and use that money and put it towards Google Guarantee.
Well,
and then
I just paid 3 months, so.
Good. Okay, so you're not in a long-term
contract. No, I just paid 3 months.
When did you just pay three months?
Like last week.
Oh, you know what? You might be able to get the money back. In business, there's something called a 3-day right of rescission. So depending on what day you did it last week, if you did it probably on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you're within that window because Monday was a holiday, right? So even if you did it on Wednesday, Thursday would be the first business day, Friday's the second, Monday was a holiday, so today's the third business day. So go back in and check what day you paid them because, number one, you can call them and tell them, look, I found out I already have a local SEO company and I can't duplicate it, so I want to cancel and get my money back. And then if they try to hardball you and say, well, you know, it's non-refundable or you can't get it back, tell them, well, since I'm within my 3-day right of rescission, I'm going to dispute it with my bank. And then the bank will absolutely give it back to you because, you know, in business, you have the right to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, do you know what day it was? You think it might have been Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
I don't
Hopefully.
Know.
Hopefully. Okay. Yeah, Wednesday is the 27th. So if you look up what day you talked to them and it was, you know, the 27th or later, then you'll be very, you know, absolutely good to do it. Or I know My Supernova is a big company and I don't know much about them other than that they're, you know, duplicate of what we do. So they might be very reputable, and if you call them and just tell them the situation, they might just cancel it for you anyway. You know what I mean? But in case they won't, just double-check and be ready and tell them that you know about that 3-day right of rescission.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and then just to let you know as a side note, the difference between Google Guaranteed and the program that you have now is the program that you have now is the local SEO package. So it has you on the first page of the maps in Springfield and some of the surrounding areas. It has you on some of the directories. We do the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then also it includes your detailed tracking and reporting system. So I don't know if you've ever logged on to your dashboard, but if you do, okay, I'll send you the login again. There's also a local splash app. If you go to the iPhone apps or the Android apps, you can download it and you would log in using the same credentials that I'm emailing you right now. And then you can respond to these leads or these calls in real time. So with that program, you pay $149 a month and it's unlimited. You're not paying per call, per click, or per lead. So, you know, anytime someone calls you from that section, it's all included in the package. But with Google Guaranteed, the difference is it's a much more solid phone call because it's a, you know, client that's actually looking for your service calling you at the time they need the service, right? Google calls that a micro moment. But also, it's, like I said, tracked and monitored by our appointment, and you're only charged for the valid leads. So, right. You know, because sometimes with the local maps, you might get somebody that's just, you know, calling for another reason, and maybe they don't need a gutter installation right now, but that's right. Okay. You don't pay extra for it. It's all included, right? But with right. With the Google Guaranteed, it's that lead generation program. So I'll send
okay.
you that login.
I got a question.
Yes.
I got a question, Tina. Am I missing out on leads by not getting in on my dashboard?
Only if you're not getting the emails or the text messages. So let me look at your dashboard because when somebody, the way it's set up right now and somebody puts in gutter installation near me or new gutters or gutter company or anything, any of your keywords, right? You
right.
come up on the first page, and most people, they're going to click to your site or click to call you for immediate contact, and they're never going to get to the lead form on your website. But there is a contact form on your website where in the event that they can't talk to you right that second, they can put in their information, and then you're notified that there's a lead coming through your site. So it looks like the freshest one on here was from August 11th, which was from Brian Keffer on 6452 Forest Ridge Road. Do you remember getting that inquiry?
I do.
Okay. And so when somebody fills out that form, even if you never go on your dashboard, you'll get an email and a text message that says, hey, Robert, you know, you have a lead coming through, and it'll have a little synopsis of what it is. So that's probably how you've gotten the leads in the past. So you're not missing out currently because it sounds like your notifications are on and you're getting them, right? But it's always good to go on the dashboard and see kind of like the total picture, right? Because this is showing me, since you've worked with us, 18 leads over the course of the year. But that doesn't mean you've only gotten 18 clients, because these are the people that just chose to fill out the contact form, and that doesn't count all the people that you've, you know, done jobs for that they just called you directly, right? So, and then that's tracked on your dashboard too. You can see how many people found you on the first page, and then you can see how many people took the second step to contact you, whether it was a click to your site or a click to call you from the first page. And then you can also see the keywords that they typed in to find you. So, for instance, it's showing 791 times you were found on the first page with 186 Google actions, which include the clicks to your site and the clicks to call you from the first page.
Right.
Yeah, so sometimes that's exciting, too, to go on there and actually see, you know, which keywords are working and how you're coming up, you know. And so that's always, you know, just for your knowledge to know that you are getting the most bang for your buck. You know, it's nice to go on there and see it, you know, what's being programmed and which keywords are working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I need to call
Supernova.
I would. Yep, and then if you get that money back, that's perfect. Call me back even today, and I can, you know, get that Google Guaranteed started for you. And the only reason I recommend starting it sooner rather than later is that that application process takes 4 to 8 weeks. So the sooner you get the ball rolling on that, the sooner the leads will start coming. And that application fee is a one-time fee that stays with you forever. So if you ever turn off the Google Guaranteed program, let's say that you get to capacity and because, you know, you're doing the work by yourself, you just can't handle more, you turn it off and go on a seasonal. And then once you're ready to take on more, you turn it on again and you never pay for the application fee again. It's always sticks with you where that's just a one-time fee. Once you're approved, you're approved. And then you have that benefit of having that blue or green check mark next to your name too, which shows everybody that you're a Google Guaranteed company. So you have that.
So I got a question about this Supernova company.
Mm-hmm.
So when I call them up and say, look, my local splash does everything you're doing and you cannot access my Google account because they're my main company.
Right. So just so you know, we created it where you're the owner of it and we're the managers of it. So you could just tell them they're managing my Google page and, you know, they know if they're an SEO company that it's a red flag to have more than one company managing it, you know. So you could just tell them, I know that I can't have more than one company managing it, and if I did, it's going to hurt me. So I want to just stick with it, you know, the way that I have it now and just have Local Splash, and I want to cancel the service with you.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So question, you're not known also as Rob Seamless Gutters, are you? Because I see there's a duplicate Google listing under that, but it's a different phone number. So I don't think this is you, but I just wanted to double check.
No, that's not me.
Okay, let's see here.
But my gutters are seamless.
Okay, yeah, I just noticed that there was a duplicate under that. So I thought, oh, I hope this isn't you, where they created like a second Google listing and just made it like a.
So there's another Rob. They get someone went with Rob Seamless Gutters.
Yeah, and then the phone number on it is 513-814-9123.
I have no.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a total different company, or it could be you, and they put a call tracking number on there that would forward to you. So Yeah, I don't know. Here, let me call it right now just as a test and see if it rings to your line. If it doesn't ring to your line, then you're good to go. Let me see. 513-814. If he answers, if it's someone else, I'll just ask him where he's located because he's on your same area code, so he could be close. Or no, he's 513, you're 541.
Yeah.
Let's see. Your phone's not ringing, huh?
No.
Unable to pick up the phone right now.
Okay. It's that's not you then. So that's a different company, which is good. And I looked up the 513 area code, and it says it's tied into Southwestern Ohio, which is good. So he's not even close to you in Oregon. So you're good to go there. That has nothing to do with you. It just happens to be a guy out in Oregon that has a business name that's close to yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in Ohio, I said Oregon, but he's out in Ohio. So, okay, yeah. Well, I will follow up on Thursday, and if you need me sooner, my extension also is on that email I sent you. So I sent you one that's titled Google Guaranteed, just so that when you have a moment, you can go on there and have a visual of what this would look like for your business, okay?
Okay.
All right, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.